This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, wherever you are, we are live on the air. And we have been live on the air going back for probably a decade. Like every single day. I don't know. I'd have to check these numbers, but darn close to a decade.
I think you added the Sunday show in 2011.
Okay.
Because I was living in San Antonio listening when you and Stephanie started doing the Sunday show.
And I don't think since we started the Sunday show that we have had a single day where somebody hasn't done a live Free Talk
right.
Live.
So that's going
close
almost 7 years?
Yeah. Because
it's 2018 right now.
Yep. There you go. So in your recent memory, we've been live every single day from 7 p.m. to 10
yes.
p.m. Eastern time. And what we were talking about in the last hour was a Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency raid.
Along with the IRS and several other entities, including some Tennessee something another.
Yeah, somebody's always drug along.
Tennessee Highway Patrol.
Yeah, that, on some hardworking folks at a meatpacking plant. And a couple of things I want to sort of get across is when talk radio hosts and demagogues of all sorts get on this issue of immigration, they usually pound a few different nails, right? So they'll pound their criminal's nail, and
yep.
It's true that they're illegal. That is a federal,
they have violated a federal statute.
A federal statute at a violation level, not a misdemeanor.
Correct.
Not a felony. This is the equivalent of walking across the street.
It's like jaywalking or speeding.
Yeah. Except
for not wearing a seatbelt.
The penalty is getting kicked out of the country. So, they'll pound that point. But they'll also sort of act like these people are rapists and they're the worst. And Donald Trump said something like they're not sending their best, that kind of thing.
And, right. But when you look at the statistics and compare, quote unquote, them to people that were born in the United States, the crime rates are actually worse for people born in the United States.
That's correct. If you compare Hispanics to Americans, the difficulty is you're not going to find good numbers for illegal immigrants. They're just not out there. But
right. You can only compare the numbers of immigrants and then, extrapolate, well, X percent
yep.
were deported, and so we think that this and that. And even, if you fudge the numbers as horribly as possible as you can to make it look like they're really bad, it's still a lower crime rate than people born in the United States.
Right.
And we've gone over those numbers on this show multiple times.
Right. And they'll also make them seem like they're lazy and not working or stealing your job, doing both of those things at the same time.
Schrodinger's immigrant.
Right. And the arguing against stealing your job thing is really sort of difficult because a job doesn't exist. A job is an agreement between two people, and when one of the people stops agreeing, then you don't have a job anymore. It's like a marriage. If somebody came along and stole your spouse, they didn't steal your spouse. Your spouse left you some time ago, and they're just now acting on it. But whatever, that's sort of
right. We're not caveman days to where you would actually wind up going clubbing a woman in the head and dragging her back to your cave and actually stealing someone's spouse.
Yeah, and on the other side, as far as the best we can tell is that illegal immigrants do not take any kind of the federal and state largesse, the free stuff, the welfare and those sorts of things at nearly the rate that Americans do. And I've got an article that addresses to some extent that issue here shortly. But it is Free Talk Live, and we've got Mortified Penguin calling in on Skype. Our username there, by the way, is lrn.fm, so you can call too. All you have to do is send a friend request. It's lrn.fm on Skype. Mortified Penguin, what's on your mind?
Hey, friends.
I just want to first chime in, the first thing you open the show with, and say that I do not watch superhero movies. I've never understood that phenomenon. And so
it's relatively new, right? Like, in the past 20 years, there's a lot more superhero movies.
Really, really huge. I just can't do it. I don't know.
Yep.
But anyways,
see movies at all now? Does that mean?
Yeah, I don't really see that many movies anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't go back and watch those. I don't know. I mean, everybody talks about them. Everybody talks about them, but yeah. I can't do it. Yeah, but anyways, I wanted to, I was actually thinking about immigration before you brought it up. I was, I had gone on CNN.com, and they were really pushing this immigrant caravan that's coming up through Central America in Mexico.
Yeah, I've heard about it, that there's like some kind of troop of people coming on to invade the borders of the United States.
Oh, I've not heard this.
Yeah.
So what's the claim?
It's like pro-Trump thing.
Go ahead, Mortified Penguin.
Yeah, I was just asking, what's the claim about these vans?
So, yeah, it's like a busloads of thousands of people that are going up through Mexico from Central and South America. And I guess they wanted to claim asylum. They just want to come to the border, show up, and they all want to, like, plead their case. And it's a huge spectacle. The media's been following me the entire way up.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of different news outlets. And obviously it's a big, you know, one side saying it's an invasion to come in over our border, they're trying to attack our immigration policies. And the other side's, you know, criticizing Trump and saying criticizing immigration policy. And I mean, I'm all for immigrants. I don't dislike people from a different country. One of my parents is an immigrant. I'm like second generation. I'm very, you know, I'm a minority. And to be honest with you though, when I see this, when I see CNN, kind of celebrating these people and saying this is the face of America and these people deserve everything, this and that, you know, but they're coming and they're going to be supported on government taxpayer funds.
I got to say that the refugee status kind of bothers me. It bugs me that there's refugee status, often get places to live, a certain stipend upon which to live and these sorts of things. I don't support that. I support free people being able to cross the borders of free countries freely, and if the United States didn't have those previous rules regarding immigration, there wouldn't be this refugee status coming from Central America.
Well, if the U.S. military wasn't bombing Syria, there wouldn't be a large number of refugees fleeing Syria.
They'd still be people want to come from lots and lots of different countries to the United States.
Right, but they wouldn't be doing so under the refugee program.
No, the refugee program is probably the worst way for somebody to get here. Mortified
people. Well, a large number of people that came from Syria actually made it out of Syria were people that were middle class enough to have a life savings to spend on getting to Turkey, and then they were and then maybe to Europe, and then they were done. They had nothing left.
Yeah.
But these are obviously countries that have a contiguous land border, or you know through Mexico, like some kind of and if 1,000 people come, 2,000, I mean, a million people could just come, and I mean, that's fine. I'm all for it if they can, you know, in a market system, but these are basically being paid for.
We got plenty of room for them. We could take the population of the world into the 48 states, and there'd be enough room for them.
And let's not forget, prior to socialism, the nations understood innately, as did populations, understood innately that there are really only two resources, labor, human beings, you know, labor and human beings are labor, so
yep.
Human beings and land. If it wasn't for, you know, right now, let me, if you asked Americans, would you like to take all the land in Central America? You take responsibility for everything in Central America? They say, no, we don't want to do that. And you know why? Because those people are impoverished. We don't want to bring them up to American standards or whatever. But if Americans, if taxpayers, if individuals weren't responsible for people who are within a particular border, then by God, you would see the borders of America expanding, because people would be like, you know, the different states of Mexico and different countries in Central America would be all like, hey, we want to join too, because, well, you know, America's a better form of government than what they've got. That's what they want. But it's the social programs that prevent them from having a better life. These programs that are intended to raise people up, keep people in poverty. It's the whole purpose. It's the whole outcome. Thanks for the call, Modified Penguin. Appreciate it.
Right on.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Am I incorrect? Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
another live Sunday edition for you to call in and share whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
And we're talking about, well, the old standby here in America, immigration. And Free Talk Live generally has an opinion that is unlike you will hear any place else in on American radio. Is we believe the free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries, but they are not entitled to your stuff.
Nobody is entitled to your stuff.
Yep.
Nobody.
Right. It doesn't matter where you were born. If you're born in San Diego or Tijuana, you're not entitled to somebody else's money.
It doesn't matter if you live in the governor's mansion, the White House, the county lockup. Nobody is entitled to my stuff.
If you're if somebody puts you in the county lockup, I think they're responsible for taking care of you while you're there. Whatever that, however that is funded.
I think our opinions, in the sense that they're all alike,
would often be
characterized as an open borders policy.
Yeah, but a libertarian policy, frankly. But there are libertarians who are closed border libertarians. What do we call them? Bordertarians?
Bordertarians.
Yeah, indeed.
I think individuals should be are rightly concerned about the borders of their own property. But since you don't really have that in the U.S., they're fixated on a border of a property that they don't own, because they don't own anything, so you're able to whip up emotion about the border between the U.S. and Mexico, because you've long lost having any hope in your own mind of controlling your own property. So you get caught up in these national disputes when it's none of your business.
It does seem like with the advent of talk radio, that we spend less time on issues that are local and therefore more relevant to our lives, and more time on issues that are national, that a national show can talk about. Because I can't talk about the budget problem that's going on in Poughkeepsie, but I can talk about the border.
Right, but let's look at, and you guys know that I'm a huge nerd when it comes to elections. Local elections get turnout of 4, 5, 10% if you're lucky.
Yeah, 10% is a big local.
National elections, if you're lucky, you get 50, maybe 60% in some places. So even the people that care, and I'm using air quotes there, they don't care about local elections and local issues. How many people show up to city council meetings?
Why would you want to?
You can probably count them on, both hands and maybe a foot if you live in a large place.
Yep, indeed. Let's go to the phones. So we got Dana calling in from Grand Rapids. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I'm going to go easy on you guys because...
Thank you.
You, Mark, but it was either Daryl or Johnny Ray. One of you advanced and often quoted saying that both they commit less crime, illegal aliens, as well as use less of our benefits. And I'm going to say this as calmly as possible. They are trespassing, not on my lawn or in my home. They are trespassing in someone else's country. How dare they collect any benefits or commit any crime?
Indeed, they shouldn't collect any benefits or commit any crimes, but I imagine what they say to themselves is that, well, I mean, the benefits are there for the taking, and look at all these fat and lazy Americans that are taking the benefits. Why shouldn't I take them too?
I don't think that the benefits should exist. I'm not justifying anything, Dana. I am just pointing out that the people, there are people. Hold on, Dana. You're claiming that I'm justifying something that I'm not justifying.
Is justifying?
Yes, she said you can sit there and justify. I'm not justifying anything.
I didn't say that.
Then what did you say when you used the term justify?
Please go ahead, Dana.
I started to say they can justify it any way they want. But immorality is still immorality, and when you've already, I wasn't saying you didn't let me finish, and you talked over me. Well, I was saying that I'm not blaming you guys, because this has been advanced many times.
Let me ask you this, Dana.
Because other people commit murder doesn't mean I can.
No, you certainly can't. It seems like the government's the only one that's allowed to kill people.
No, for a government to come here, I mean, for people to come here illegally for the supposed better way of life and then continue to commit more crimes. And I don't have my information because I'm in the car. I pulled over. I've got it on my computer. They, these illegals are taking way much more of the benefits than what is being reported in the media. In addition, I, of all people, should be pro-immigration, and I am as long as it's legal because I'm only second generation of
the laws are so draconian, Dana.
Four grandparents. Like,
Dana, we all have immigrants as grandparents. The reason we're here is because the government let them in. They messed up their last name and then let them come in the country and work their butts off, and then we built a great nation. That's all we're suggesting here. I'd like to them to keep whatever last name they want.
But
is this the people
legally,
they got a Starbucks
do
name?
Do it legally.
Do you know what that even means?
It's a
Dana?
Lot easier
yes.
to cross the
yes.
Rio Grande than it is to climb that mountain paperwork.
Can I tell you? All four of my grandparents had it, hit three metrics. You had to have a full-time job. You couldn't even get off the boat without a full-time job because there was no welfare, no child welfare, you know, like the CHIP programs or SNAP or any of those.
Well, the INS just arrested people who were working at full-time jobs.
What I am saying is, it's got to be done legally, and the legal immigration has to be looked at. And
do you know how expensive it is to legally immigrate now?
I'm not done. They need to prosecute those hiring those people. I believe in that.
Oh, I'm sure you believe a lot of things, but I'm asking, do you know how expensive it is, just the fees to the federal government to immigrate here legally?
You know what? Everybody's got problems. If you want to get here, you'll find.
I didn't ask if people had problems or not, Dana. I'm asking if you know how many thousands of dollars it costs to move here legally and file the paperwork.
What if I want to leave, Dana? Should the prices be really, really high for me to go elsewhere? This is kind of the other side of this. America is crashing into the sea from a financial standpoint. $21 trillion in debt. People still want to come here. But in a few decades, this will be the armpit of the world. You want to make it pleasant to come here because other nations will then make it pleasant for your children to leave, which is what they're going to want to do. I mean, this is the Rome of the New World. And, I mean, like, you can't expect to get if you don't get. What's that?
Look what happened to Rome. Look what happened to every great civilization that practiced tolerance. I'm going to tell you something about tolerance.
Rome wasn't tolerant.
The last value of a degenerating society is tolerance. Look at Rome's history. They accepted everyone as their citizens, and look what happened.
No, they didn't.
If they joined the military for 20
Roman
years.
Roman citizenship was incredibly difficult to get, and American citizenship is also incredibly difficult to get. And, by the way, it's about $15,000, $20,000 and takes about a decade.
Thanks for the call, Dana. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. And if you've got a closet full of plain, boring t-shirts and you wish that you had some shirts that had clever and witty sayings on them, but you only have $6 and you refuse to buy anything from people who aren't libertarians, well, I've got news for you. $6shirts.com is a gigantic selection of witty and clever t-shirts that'll make you the most exciting person in your social group. For as low as $6. As a matter of fact, it's as low as $4, isn't it, Daryl?
That's if you sign up for the email list and you get notified of the tea time special.
And the guy who runs the place, or at least one of the guys who runs the place, the one I talk to on the regular, is listener of Free Talk Live. It's $6shirts.com. And am I wearing one right now? No.
I'm wearing one right now.
I probably wear $6 shirts more often than most other shirts because I always wear a T-shirt, even if I have some kind of overshirt on
right.
It. Because, well, I don't know. I've just always believed in T-shirts, I guess. It protects the other shirt. So
I believe T-shirts exist as well.
Yeah, I'm a fan of T-shirts generally. $6shirts.com, and yes, you can use coupon code FTL to save 10%, and they do accept Bitcoin.
Which means that they also have some Bitcoin-related t-shirts.
They do. They do. So,
$6shirts.com.
Yeah. Maybe we should encourage folks who are pro strong border, maybe we should encourage them to think of the world as their country and give them the perspective of somebody who, let's say they wanted to buy property in China. Don't you want to live in a world where the Chinese government wouldn't be able to stand between you and the guy in China who wants to sell his property?
Indeed. So Dana brought up the criminality issue. And one of the problems with arguing facts with people is that there's these alternative facts. Now, I'm not saying that Dana's in possession of the alternative facts. Maybe we're in possession of the alternative facts. She said that the mainstream media's numbers cannot be trusted. And if they can't be trusted, then whose numbers do I trust on the criminality? Somebody who sent me an email forward? Not my favorite source, for numbers. The difficulty with arguing facts is that somebody's always got some other fact.
Right, and in this case, it's not necessarily fact. It's statistics, and then the facts are from the interpretation of the statistic.
So I would like to briefly suggest that the moral argument to me is always the supreme argument,
yes,
and that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely.
Right.
But what about the fact that there are laws, Daryl? There's laws in this country about crossing the border.
Yeah, there are also laws in this country in some places about collecting seaweed at night.
There are dumb laws, but the laws are voted on by people that we generally consider to be liars and thieves, right? Politicians?
Yes.
But those politicians are voted on by the majority of people. So ultimately,
it's not even the majority. It's a plurality
of a
minority.
It's a subset of a subset.
Right, it's a subset of the set is people. The subset is voters. The subset of the subset is the winning voters, the yes or the no, the one side or the other voters.
Right, the plurality.
So, what I would say is in what world is it that the majority of people or the minority of people or whatever, the winners, in what world are the winners right? Because that's not the world that I live in. The world I live in is that you're right if you're right.
Right, and I love the people, and I'm using the word very tongue-in-cheek there, the people that will say, well, my grandparents came here legally, so you should come here legally. Yeah, well, there were completely different rules at that time.
Right. Like, the rules in the early 20th century and late 19th century were, you got to consider that there was a time when a third of the American population were immigrants, and a third, like, ladies and gentlemen, a third of the American population were immigrants. And believe me, there's all the complaints about the Germans and the wars and the whole deal.
The Irish, the Italians.
Yep, all those folks. Bad. Let's take Carl calling in from New Jersey. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. You're forgetting the high cost of educating the anchor babies.
I consider education... public schools to be welfare. Essentially, that's what it is, right?
Yeah, we've
right.
considered that. We don't provide it to them.
I don't believe
solved.
That you morally have an obligation to provide an education to anyone, except perhaps your children. I think you, I think there's a moral obligation that you have to educate your children. If you brought people into the world, you should educate them.
Right, but here we go. Governor Murphy, my governor of New Jersey, says teacher strikes won't happen in New Jersey because he's going to fund them at all costs. But guess what? He forgot about Pleasantville. Pleasantville was what used to be called an Abbott district. He only gave them, I think, a 0.5% more. They raised their property taxes last year a lot higher, and this year they're doing the same thing, and they have been without a contract for 2 years. You know what I say? If they go out on strike like other states have done, fire them all, do away with their union like Rhode Island did, and hire less costly ones. And how many hours do the teachers teach in a public school a day? Is it five and a half? It isn't like when I used to work for a union, they wanted 8 hours work for 8 hours pay, but the teachers don't do that, and they complain.
Well, there's got to be things to do that when they aren't in class, though. There's papers to be graded and that sort of thing.
Yeah, the teachers are just like everybody else. Some of them are productive and efficient, and some of them are lazy.
And I can tell you this, when they're government employees, the teachers will say that just the same thing as that, is that there's a percentage of teachers that need to be fired, but you can't get rid of them. And that's what happens when you make up public sector unions. Carl,
right,
thanks for the call.
You can't get... Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Another Dana from Maine. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. As I started listening to you guys not long ago and loved the show.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about... we're complaining all the time. I'm an old libertarian. Talking about government. Government's nothing more than the people who make it up. You agree with
yep.
me with that,
yep.
right? And, you know, nobody ever seems to make the observation about the fraudulent nature of politics and the political elections that lead to, you know, the placement of these, I don't know what they are. But anyway,
criminals.
I'd just like to point out that honest politics amounts to nothing more or less than a competition of ideas about government. All you guys are all headstrong like I am. We all think our ideas are the best. Daryl thinks his ideas are the best. Daryl, you got some good ideas too, buddy.
Thank you.
Everybody thinks that their ideas are the best. And politics basically amounts to a competition of these ideas. But in political elections that we see here in the land of the free, we have no honest competition. And I point to sports competitions where participation is fair. It's open to all equally. You have announcers and cheerleaders are secondary to the event. In political competitions, you have the same two stinking teams every year that hog the World Series, and you have the announcers and the cheerleaders are primary to the event, i.e. we can't even get the candidates for office up here to show up in public to take a question from the citizenry at all.
Right.
And
if they do take questions, they've stacked the deck with a bunch of people throwing out fake questions.
Right. And you've got the two teams setting the rules for who gets to compete against them. Do you really think those are the only ones that can compete? The New England Patriots and the San Francisco 49ers got to decide who plays in the Super Bowl, would they select the Green Bay Packers and the Carolina Panthers? No, they would select themselves.
And they've turned what could be a beautiful thing for society, i.e. A public exposition of the best ideas and the best thinking, and they've replaced it with a disgusting puppet show. In other words, we ought to have vigorous head-to-head debates to decide political offices. Either that, or I say, just choose names out of a hat, we'd be better off. Just literally choose people through sortition.
That would be a better
methods,
system.
And we'd have
yeah,
a lot
Dana,
better,
thanks for the
so.
Call.
Couldn't be any worse than it is.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. And you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about immigration, which usually tends to fill up the phone lines here on Free Talk Live, or at least does for a little while, until people get tired of talking to us because, looks like we're not going to change our opinion on it. And I guess that's the way people are. Generally, it's difficult to change people's minds on a particular topic. First off, I would recommend, being civil. That's the best bet, I think. Also, name-calling, generally a bad way to convince people, so I try not to do those things. Sometimes I get frustrated, but, frustrating people frustrate people. That's the way that is. It's Mark with you.
Donnie Ray.
And Daryl.
I think the best way to approach the truth is to constantly be trying to destroy your own arguments.
That's good for an individual, right? As an individual, you will find truth as you continually question your own arguments. I don't think most people spend much time doing that, but that's what I like to do. Uh-huh. Yes, please give me more information about how I can destroy my own arguments. So, when it comes to immigration, I feel like I've taken it from every angle I can take it from, because there's always the, well, if somebody came in your house and started eating out of your refrigerator, what would you do? Well, it's not my house, it's not my refrigerator, and
that's a communistic way of thinking.
Yeah.
Right, and really the argument that some people are trying to make, it's not, well, people can't just come onto your property, it's, I don't think that people should be allowed to go to Mark's house if Mark wants them there.
Right, if I want to invite my good friends from Mexico, exactly what moral standing do you have to prevent them from coming? And remember, the government has no more rights than we as individuals
have. Right, but you don't own all the land between your house and the airport, so therefore trespass.
Well, I
or
do
something.
I do have to pay for the roads between my house and the airport.
And the argument would stand if they'd been helicoptered in.
Right. It wouldn't make a difference. I can assure you that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency would be right there if I took if I helicoptered people in from a foreign country,
sent them into orbit,
and brought them down to my property. It has nothing to do with other people's property.
They violated airspace.
Yeah. nothing to do with that. Let me tell you about Bitcoin, because, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you can't stop this new internet money. There's nothing anyone can do to prevent a Bitcoin transaction that isn't part of the sort of the Bitcoin network. Bitcoin is a peer-to-peer, the meaning from me to you, open source, and peer means that we're equal too. Two equal people making a transaction. It's open source. It's not some government-run organization. It's not some private corporation.
Then there is no trusted third party necessary.
Yep. It's an international currency. You don't have to change Bitcoins from one type of Bitcoin to another Bitcoin just because you changed countries. And it is a great technology. You can find out more about it by going to Bitcoin.com. Even if you know lots of things about cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin.com has the latest news. If you want to acquire Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com. They've got wallets, which is an app that you'll need to store your Bitcoin. They've got resources for buying it. They've got even resources for mining it if you want to make your own Bitcoins by putting computing power towards it. It's Bitcoin.com, and it's a great resource, Bitcoin.com. Let's go to Dan calling in from Arkansas. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
All's well, sir.
Yeah, on the immigration and crime, I just have to say that my niece at the age of 5 years old, she was kidnapped from a park.
Oh my.
By an illegal immigrant, and okay. She was raped. And then her brother, years later, my nephew. He's now paralyzed because he was shot and a bullet severed his spine. He was shot by MS-13 gang.
Where?
In Dallas, Texas.
Wow. What a terrible place that these folks must live.
Yeah, Dallas,
so what's your
bad.
Point?
That's why I don't live in Dallas anymore. That's why I moved out. That's why I moved here to Arkansas.
Yeah.
Because all of Dallas pretty much has turned into Mexico.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been to Dallas recently, but I guess my statement to that would be is that life wouldn't be any better for your niece or your nephew if they had been kidnapped, raped, or shot by American citizens, right?
I'd say that's true. Yeah.
So, I mean, these are terrible things to have happened. There's no doubt about it. But, I guess the correlation as to their legal status when we can and again, this is an issue of facts. All I can do is look at the things that I look at. It says that illegal immigrants are less likely to commit crimes, probably because they don't want to be caught.
Right.
I don't know
how they're less likely to cause crimes, because if they're here illegally, whether they want to or not, they're going to commit crimes.
Well, they're certainly committing a violation. I'll concede that. Right. Being here is a breaking of the law, certainly.
Yeah. And then there's other things. You know, I have my best friend, his wife is Filipino.
Uh-huh.
And you're talking about how much it costs to become legal. Yep. I mean, she's been here for 6 years, and they pay outrageous money.
Yeah.
To try to get her legal.
Yeah.
And she's not fond of the illegal immigrants, and she's not fond of the idea of them getting amnesty.
Oh, I'm sure.
When she's have to pay so much, to do it legally.
Yeah, I can imagine that the fact that she had to go through the arduous and terrible legal process probably doesn't make her real happy that some people attempt to avoid it. But I mean, the question is, if something's bad is done to you, should that bad thing be done to everyone? And I tend to think not.
Right, but there's a similar situation whenever there's any kind of legislation to roll back some kind of regulation. The people that have complied with whatever the existing regulation, they always go testify against rolling back regulation. Because, I had to jump through all of these hoops and hurdles, everybody else should too.
Yeah, Well, it's funny, too, when you look at Mexico. Mexico has their walls on their borders.
They do. Yep.
They actually don't have walls on their borders.
Not in the south side?
The picture that floats around all the time is not actually of the Mexican border.
Okay, I wouldn't know. I've heard that Mexico has walls on its southern border. Not that I think that justifies it in any way, shape, or form. I mean,
right, I've actually researched that.
I don't love the Mexican government.
Because I've heard that a bunch, and I've looked, yeah. And all of the info that I can find says that they do not, in fact, have a wall on their southern border.
I can tell you this about the Mexican government, Dan, is that if you go there and you overstay your visa, which is an American, is a six-month visa. You're supposed to go there, have fun for 6 months, and then you got to leave. And you could come back the next day, but you're supposed to leave every 6 months. If you go, if you don't do that, then you have to pay a fine of, I think it's $50 or $30, and then everything's sort of forgiven. So. They at the very least make it significantly easier for Americans to go over there. And when I went to Mexico and Acapulco, had a wonderful time and prices were great. And frankly, you know, it was pretty awesome. I don't love the Mexican government. I suspect it's even more corrupt than our own.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I do admit that they're hard workers. I know they worked hard. There's no doubt about that.
Best I can tell.
But at the same time,
I hear
time,
that's a racist statement, but it's the best I can tell.
Yeah, I mean, they do work hard. I admit that. But at the same time, I think there's Americans that work hard too.
Yeah.
That would actually do the jobs that the Hispanics do.
You know what?
There's
several
cases.
Stories about food rotting in the fields because they couldn't get Americans to do it. I don't think that in many cases Americans can handle the workload.
In Georgia, they wound up getting inmates, taking them to the farms, and the second day, inmates opted to be put in solitary confinement instead of going back to the farm.
Yeah, we read that story on the air.
Mm. Well, for years and years, I did warehouse work in Dallas. And, 20 years ago, I was making $40,000 a year, which was decent, working in the warehouses. But those jobs don't exist anymore because the Hispanics have taken all the jobs and they're getting paid $8 an hour.
Working for half the pay, yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed, that's the way it is. That's what happened when competition is introduced. Thanks for the call, Dan. I appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.